From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
And we're back looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, cattle producers in Tennessee are scrutinizing a recent forecast for beef cattle prices in 2026. Cattle Facts issued a report which indicates cattle and beef prices are forecast to average steady to higher in 2026. Tennessee ranks number 16 in the nation for cattle production. Apple orchards in New York State are busy in mid-February. Research indicates that winter is the best time for dormant pruning. When apple trees are pruned properly, their yield the following season is much higher due to better sunlight and airflow. And tobacco growers in Kentucky are planning for a labor shortage in 2026. Beyond having fewer workers, Kentucky tobacco growers are also seeing higher production costs. Kentucky farmers raise between 60 and 70 million pounds of tobacco every year. More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today is a good one, very true. We should frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, is this even going to matter? That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.